Hey, welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. Online all the time at npr.org/Brian Park News. It happens, and when it does and everyone pays attention, we don't think of a subcategory. We just call it news. We go with it. But when it diverges and diverts, it's a whole nother thing. Could be news of the weird or the strange or the why is this news news? They're all viable parts of the ramble. And today, a special ramble follow-up. For days on the ramble, there was this story that would not die. Today, it could be put to rest thanks to NPR's Robert Smith via a chat he and I recorded yesterday.
So a constant refrain on the ramble for the last couple of days has been this story about Barack Obama and the fist bump. Apparently, some kid in Ohio said, "Hey, Barack, will you fist bump with me?" And Barack turned away. People couldn't figure it out. That was 2 days ago. Yesterday, the story was the media got it entirely wrong. They actually have tape of it.
All right, if I start that, plus mom may not be happy when she comes home. You know, like, what's the dirt on your hand?
No fist bump was offered. It was, "Mr. Obama, will you sign my fist?" And Mr. Obama said, "I don't think your mom would like that." Well, we thought the story ended there until I was out to lunch with Robert Smith, and he was there. And from what I gleaned from Robert Smith, you telling me the story, you caused this whole confusion?
I think that I caused the confusion. Now, you have to know I'm an NPR reporter, and I was traveling with Barack Obama.
And therefore, it's your job to cause confusion.
It is my job to cause confusion. And I was on something called the pool. Now, when Barack Obama goes into a place where 1,000 reporters can't fit, they pick like 5 or 6 people to get in these tiny rooms with him and listen to everything he says and tell everyone else about it. So I was the radio pool. I was recording it. There's a TV guy who had a little lavalier mic clipped to Barack Obama, and there's a couple print guys.
Right.
So Barack Obama is going through this schoolroom. He's talking to the kids. He's joking around. And I'm supposed to be quiet at this time, but I turn to the other reporters and I say, I wonder if anyone's going to give him a fist bump, because I'd been making fist bump jokes, terrorist fist bump jokes the entire time, and everyone just like, nah, whatever, whatever. And about a minute later, we see this little kid come up to him with his fist out, and I'm like, look, it's going to happen. He's going to get a fist bump.
So you're, I think, what a psychiatrist would say, you're framing it.
I think that I frame this thing. He's coming with a fist bump. Now, I'm listening, and I have a microphone pointed at this. And the TV guy has
a shotgun mic, like a really sensitive one.
And the TV guy has an even better mic, but it's kind of hard to hear. It's in a big classroom. And I hear Barack Obama saying, "Well, you know, I don't think so." And then I hear him saying something about, "Your mother wouldn't like it. It'll look like a smudge of dirt." And at that point in my head, I'm like, oh, they must be talking about something else.
Right. So you had the mic, the TV guy had the mic, but the people who could hear this least of all were
the print press pool. And what they do is they write everything out and they send it on email to all the other reporters.
Right.
Now, what probably happened is that I might have set up the idea of a fist bump. It looks like the kid's giving me a fist bump. It's a little bit confusing what Barack said. It's a little hard to hear. And then they write that it was a fist bump. And that, of course, goes in emails to all the reporters. It goes to all the blogs. And all of a sudden, it looks like Barack Obama is turning his back on the fist bump. And he's no longer willing to do that. And he's disappointing a kid and all of this stuff.
I think it might have been the biggest political story of that day. I'm not kidding.
It is a sad state of affairs. But when you're on the pool, you spend so much time looking at these little tiny things and saying, are they emblematic of something bigger? Like, the other big story when I was on the pool is, how long did he talk to President, Bill Clinton for? Was it a 20-minute conversation? Was it a 17-minute conversation? What did they talk about? These are the things that dominate because, frankly, you're watching a guy shake people's hands, say thank you very much, sign an autograph, and you have to make it something bigger than it is, because otherwise, what's your job, really? Watching someone say thank you and nod his head and shake people's hands?
Yeah, and here's the coverage of July 1st, Washington Post. Obama shuns the fist bump, New York Mag. Barack Obama refuses to share fist bump with little boy. CNN, is Obama ditching his signature fist bump? And then the next day it's all, did Obama refuse fist bump? Nope. Barack Obama refuses fist bump. Corrected.
I guess I should formally apologize at this point.
To
I am supposed to be
America.
I am supposed to be an observer of the process. I'm not supposed to interfere in any way. But as you know, Mike Pesca, I cannot help but make little joking asides. And if my joking aside about a fist bump in some way changed the course of this election and hence the American empire, then I am officially sorry.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome.
And let that conversation between Robert Smith and myself stand
as your ramble.